always call him Mr. Touchdown. They always call him Mr. T. He can run and kick and throw. Give him the ball and just look at him go. Hip, hip, hooray for Mr. Touchdown. He's gonna beat him today. So give a great big cheer. Hooray for the hero of the year, Mr. Touchdown.
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com Sports Commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today it's part two in our College Cash Crunch series. In our last visit, we explored the significant revenue shortfalls which are expected by some of America's largest athletic programs in the Southeastern Conference. With large football stadiums going 80% empty this fall due to precautions necessitated by the ongoing pandemic, 60,000 or more empty seats in many of the SEC football stadiums means incredibly large financial losses from a normal season. With lost revenues from ticket sales, fewer parking and tailgating spots sold, less concessions and team merchandise peddled at the stadiums every week, and then factor in the devastating impact on local businesses such as hotels and restaurants, the lost revenue on football weekends in cities across the nation has been breathtaking. Fortunately, the 130 schools which comprise the major sports conferences participating in football's BCS or Bowl Championship Series have been able to offset some of those financial losses by relying on lucrative network television contracts, along with revenues from regional radio networks, student fees, and an assortment of other revenue sources. How are the smaller conference schools and those playing in the Football Championship Series, or FCS, formerly known as Division 1A, along with the D2 and Division 3 colleges, financially coping with this season's pandemic issues? Unlike the big schools playing games in those large stadiums with the high ticket prices and supported by lucrative television deals, the remainder of most of college football hits the gridiron in smaller stadiums, charges lower ticket prices, and are very fortunate if a few commercial radio stations are willing to ante up to pay the small fees to broadcast the games. Athletic departments at the smaller conference colleges primarily rely on funding from the school itself, or from separate athletic fees being charged to all students at the university. The Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics showed that the private donors comprise nearly 25% of revenue for the biggest universities, the so-called Power Five conferences. Meanwhile, the smaller schools currently average about 10% of their funding from athletic donors. Likewise, network television contributes over 30% of the budgets to the large conference schools versus 11% to those small conferences. Ticket sales? 23% of the revenue for the big schools, but only 5% of the revenues for the small schools. So how do smaller colleges find enough revenue to compete in intercollegiate athletics? Institutional support from the college itself comprises 39% for the smaller conference schools, but it's a minuscule 1% for the big Power Five schools. Student fees for the smaller universities amounts to 25% of revenues versus just about 1% for the larger schools. So that means that 64% of the money needed to run an athletics program in a small conference school is dependent upon the financial health of the college itself and the willingness of the students to pay for it. The athletic budgets for the large conference schools are quite dependent on playing their games with as many fans in the stands as possible. Without that television revenue, or 30%, and the ticket sales at 23%, it's now easier to understand why the Big Ten and Pac-12 and the other football conferences eventually joined the SEC and opted to play football this fall after weighing the pandemic-related concerns and the financial concerns, too. For the smaller conferences and schools, though, the loss of ticket revenue at only 5% of total revenues from their canceled or restricted attendance games is much less significant. But the overall financial health of the university itself becomes the most important determinant regarding the future of intercollegiate athletics at small schools. Take, for example, LSU's athletic budget is highly dependent on its football games being played both for TV and for the in-person ticket sales, while Louisiana Tech's athletics budget may be more dependent upon the financial health of the university itself. Billions of dollars have been injected into university coffers around the country earlier this year as a result of the initial CARES Act of 2020. Though the receipt of taxpayer funds has helped to alleviate some short-term college funding shortfalls, many public and private universities are already dealing with budget issues before the pandemic occurred. So if enrollment dips at a public university due to pandemic concerns or other reasons, the school will be faced with reducing costs and/or asking their state to temporarily increase support. With less money available, intercollegiate sports for both men and women, especially those non-revenue sports, are definitely on the cutting block. By September of this year, reports had indicated nearly 230 college sports programs have already been cut. Now, most of those have come from the smaller level schools. Sports such as swimming, tennis, golf, gymnastics, and many others have been trimmed by a significant number of colleges at all levels. But thus far, football has been the casualty at just two Division II schools, Florida Tech and Urbana in Ohio, and at two Division III programs, McMurray and Occidental University. The longer this pandemic lingers, the trend of fewer students willing to pay the cost for a traditional university education without in-person instruction will become an even bigger factor in decisions regarding athletics programs at the smaller universities. If a college athletics program was already on the financial ropes before the pandemic, the next year may bring even more carnage. It's eventually all about the money. For the schools whose athletic programs require a significant amount of university and student fees for support, collegiate sports are, quite literally, hanging on by a thread. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us. Money, 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 money.